What we're really talking about, however, is the Port Authority and the hearings that they had today, mandatory hearing, down at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. I just want to introduce him right now. I got to get a break in. We'll come back and we'll talk to him. Jim Robinson, the president of the Allegheny County Transit Council. Jim, welcome to KDK. Good to have you on today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for making time for us. This hearing today, I want to get into this more when we come back from this break. I'm a little concerned that the hearing is just a show, that it's nothing more than people given an opportunity to vent, and nothing should really be expected to come as a result of this. Your thoughts about that?
Well, certainly I disagree with you. It was more than a show. These are the folks who are going to be directly impacted by this next cut in services.
I am not trying to suggest that there aren't people who are going to be dramatically impacted by these cuts. I'm talking about the effectiveness, what ultimately comes as a result of these hearings. Do you think anything positive ultimately will come?
Yes, I do. I'm optimistic that the governor's office is looking at what took place here today.
All right.
There's no question about it.
Do me a favor. Hold tight right there. I got to get this break in. We'll come back from the break. We'll talk more. Jim Robinson, the president of the Allegheny County Transit Council, News Radio 1020, KDKA. 620 on Man Gino. Coming up in the next hour, I'm heading to the Duquesne Light Home and Garden Show on Friday, and you could too. I've got a family four-pack of tickets to give out. Next hour, you could join me at the 31st Annual Duquesne Light Home and Garden Show, happening March 2nd through the 11th by listening next hour between 7 and 7:30 to News Radio 1020, KDKA. With me right now is the president of the Allegheny County Transit Council, Jim Robinson. We're talking about the public hearings that are going on right now at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center with the Port Authority, and how effective, what kind of positive outcome is going to come potentially from these hearings, or is it just an opportunity for people to express their outrage and then ultimately nothing really to be done? Mr. Robinson, you believe that something good can come out of this. What do you think will be that good?
I think it will let the people in Harrisburg know that, and they want to hear, what is the voice of the public? What is the voice of the riding public? The people who, and the folks who were at the hearing and testified today, are those who are directly impact, either as riders or as caregivers,
mm-hmm.
Who have to make sure that the population out there that needs to get to their doctor, who needs assistance with daily living, who are maybe mentally challenged. These are the folks that are going to be directly impacted, along with those riders who work in downtown Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
and are commuting from distances that after the first cuts. And if these are implemented, we'll make it impossible for them to get to their jobs, to get to their relatives, if they're assisting their relatives. Yes. So these are the messages that that these representatives in Harrisburg want to hear.
My understanding is, from those that testified today, that there were many more that were upset about the service cuts than they were about the fare increases.
No, I agree with you. I'm sorry. Their main concern was the cuts. You know, they realize that the increase is it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the legislature had indicated that there should be a fare of increase of some amount yearly, as far as the Port Authority is concerned, when they develop their budgets.
Okay.
It's the transportation and the destination,
mm-hmm.
is what their major concern is.
Granted, they cannot increase fares enough in order to avoid all of the cuts.
That's
but
right.
Would you encourage the Port Authority to raise fares enough to restore some of the service? Because right now we're looking at 46 of the current 102 bus routes coming to an end. If increasing the fares could restore some of those, would that be worth doing? Would you encourage the Port Authority to consider that?
No.
Why?
No. Because, you know, with the expenses that riders have now and families are having to absorb and make adjustments in their daily lifestyle, To make up a deficit approximating $64 million, there's no way.
No, I understand that they can't make up all of that, and I thought I get that. But if they were to raise the fares a bit more than they're planning right now, they may be able to save some of the routes in the process.
No, I disagree with that.
They wouldn't.
You know, what has to happen right now, it's been put off for too long, is a dedicated, sustaining source of funds. That's what needs, and it's we shouldn't even be here today. This should have been taken care of years ago.
Rich Fitzgerald was the first person to testify today, and he even alluded to the idea that this is a local problem and that it needs to be solved. Much of it, here's a quote, much of this needs to be solved locally. Do you think that there is enough of a financial commitment from the county to the Port Authority?
Well, I can't. That's not my call. I can't measure what the county has.
Well, you want more money from the state. Why not just say that you want more money from the county as well?
Well, certainly there's going to have to be an increase in the allocation from the county as well as the state.
Mm-hmm.
And the county has never said that they would not be amenable to assessing that.
Would you like to see the drink tax go from the current 7% up to the full 10%? I mean, that would be millions of dollars that would then be able to be committed to the Port Authority.
Well, I can't say that would be enough.
No, I realize that it's not enough, but it is a step in the right direction to help reserve some service and eliminate the need for certain cuts. Does it not?
Well, that may be the case, but the fact remains that that still says that Harrisburg is not going to take a stance and. What really will settle the problem once and for all.
Do you believe that the Port Authority needs to file for bankruptcy to get out from underneath the great obligations when it comes to retirees?
No, I don't.
I mean, we're looking at $65 million this year, and in the not-too-distant future, we're pushing upwards of $100 million.
Well, you know, it's
a year.
You've heard this. It's the legacy cost and the benefits. Well, 25 years ago, nobody could project at that time that the health benefits would rise that quickly. So that has a direct impact.
Okay.
And even the pension plans, okay?
Right.
They, the Port Authority operationally and fiscally has done everything that's been asked of them.
I understand what you're saying. Mr. Jim Robinson, president of the Allegheny County Transit Council. I'm running out of time, but I do appreciate your time this evening. Thank you very much, sir. Have yourself a great evening.